Well, today we are visiting with Raelynn Risser, who is the executive director of Main Street Corning. We want to talk a little bit about some of the activities going on in Corning and Adams County here during the month of December as we get serious about the Christmas holiday season. Raelynn, how are you this morning?
I am doing fantastic. The cold is here, which I'm not super excited about, but is the consequences of living in the Midwest.
When you live here, it comes with Christmas, doesn't it?
Yes, it does.
Well, I asked how you were. How is Corning in Adams County so far this season? You've had some events go on already here early in the Christmas season. Have they been pretty active?
They have. We've actually had an extremely successful weekend from last week. It was Small Business Saturday. So we speaking to a lot of the business owners, they had a lot of really great success with it. We had a Shop Small campaign that we had just started this year. We were offering scratch-off tickets to participating businesses. So we had a couple of ladies, wonderful ladies, walk around town with little reindeer antlers on, and they handed out over 200 scratch-off tickets that contained chamber bucks, merchandise, gift baskets, discounts, food things all throughout the day. So it was a really great success.
Well, it sounds like you're having a lot of fun.
Oh, yeah. We are a very busy town all the time. So,
getting a lot of folks involved that way, too. Well, I know as far as some of the activities and things go, I know you've had some things because we've already gotten the tree lighting and some of those activities done. You mentioned Small Business Saturday, but that doesn't mean Christmas is over. There are plenty more things to do coming up, right?
Oh, my goodness, yes. I have quite a few days here in December still that are packed full of things to do.
Let's talk about some of those. What do you have for the kids, first of all?
Well, we have Kids Shopping Day that's going to be coming up December 4th. We're partnering with the high school kids to provide a shopping experience for the kids to be able to go and shop for their family. They can play games. They're going to do crafts. We're going to have a reindeer there that's going to be reading a book called Randall the Reindeer. So we've got that going on, and then we're going to have a public reading of Randall the Reindeer's Naughty or Nice Report at the public library at 11 a.m. on Saturday, December 4th.
Wait. Naughty or Nice Report?
Naughty or Nice Report. So you have a reindeer coming up, and he is going to drop off a few little naughty or nice reports that parents can send back to the North Pole to keep those kids in line.
Okay. So the elf on the shelf, you've got the reindeer in the square.
Yep, that's exactly right.
All right. Very good. Well, something fun to look forward to. When it comes to some of the adult activities, some of the things for some of us to enjoy, I know you've got a wide variety of things coming, right?
We do, actually. December 16th, we've got a really neat one. Lona Ranger here in Corning, she's going to be doing a make-or-take holiday floral arrangement. She's going to have two sessions of it, one at 5 p.m. and one at 6 p.m. You can call Jessica Wilson at 641-322-5175 to register for that. So you're going to be able to make a holiday arrangement and take it that very day to be able to put on your table for Christmas.
Excellent. Well, it's a lot of fun, a lot of different types of things going on there. If folks like music, can you help them out with that?
Well, we had scheduled, we were going to be doing, they were called the Empty Pockets.
Okay.
They were singing Christmas music, and unfortunately, the COVID kind of came along, and so we're squashing that idea for this year, but hopefully next year we'll be able to bring some music to town.
Well, we'll keep their business card handy then, and we can work on that again down the road. Unfortunately, some of that stuff's still lingering. Last year was kind of tough. You mentioned COVID, and last year with the pandemic causing so many issues, Christmas season, you know, while the shopping and stuff might have been pretty good, a lot of the activities and stuff really didn't happen much. Are folks just chomping at the bit to get out and have some fun this year?
Oh, absolutely. I think goes one or two ways. People are still staying inside, which is totally fine, or we have people who are just so eager to jump on all of these events that we've been doing. We've had great turnout. We've had great success with all of these. We did our first annual tree lighting last Friday. So we have a very big evergreen tree here at our Central Park, and our wonderful tree lighting committee put 8,400 Christmas lights in our Christmas tree. And we had a great first turnout for that.
That's wonderful to see that kind of turnout for an event like that. And you mentioned earlier the Randolph the Reindeer opportunity for folks to, maybe in some cases make sure the kids have been nice this season. But if the kids haven't had a chance to write those letters to Santa, do you have a different way that maybe they could get that information off to the big guy?
Absolutely. So we have a cute little Santa house that is in our central park, and it has a mailbox attached to the front porch. So if you go in and put your letters in there, we'll make sure that Santa gets them.
Very good. Well, and I've got a flyer here in front of me that has a lot of these different events and activities and things on it. And one of the things included on this, I noticed, too, is a QR code that you've got to make it real easy for folks if they aren't sure about some of those different things, or if you don't want to have a flyer always in your back pocket, you can scan that to your phone, and will that bring up all the information they need?
It'll kick us to, or the QR code will kick you to our Facebook holiday page, our holiday happenings page. And that's where we're trying to put a lot of the business posts that they're doing on Facebook, some of our happenings and stuff, keeping updated because, again, some things change. We also have a regular Corning Main Street Facebook page that has a lot of dates and events and happenings going on.
Okay, excellent. Well, I know we've talked a lot about some of the Christmas activities and things, too, and one of the things that we like to promote all year, especially during the holidays, but all year long, is for folks to consider shopping locally. We all know how easy it is for folks to get online on their phones or their computers and hack away to find some things, and I saw some statistics recently that show that a lot of folks in the country nowadays are using that to research the products, but they prefer to buy them someplace more local where they know the folks that are going to be selling it to them, they understand the return policies and all those kinds of things. So it's good to hear that folks are still supporting the local shops and services when they do need that product. Are you seeing that a lot in the activity so far here during the season in Corning?
We actually are. It's been incredible because Corning has a really wonderful retail square. We have a lot of really good businesses. We just are really trying to focus on shopping small because, of course, big corporate businesses, they've got supply chain issues. And so if you're able to shop local and go see your local retailers, a lot of times you can take those gifts home that day. So you don't have to worry about the Amazon delays and all of those things. So it's really a good idea to get in and really support your community, especially with COVID and everything that's been going on. It's really, really important to try to focus on those small businesses and keeping them afloat, honestly.
Yeah. Well, and I'm going to build you up a little bit here, too, as the executive director of Main Street Corning. I know there's been kind of some robust activity. And if you have not been, if you're not from the immediate Adams County or Corning area, but you're from around the area and you haven't been in recently, I think you're going to be pretty impressed. You're going to see some of the changes that have happened over the last few years.
Oh, yeah. We have such an incredible retail opportunities here, and we have so many great people who just believe in Corning. So Corning has a really special community that everybody really tries to contribute and keep everybody afloat. They just keep everybody lifted.
Very supportive. Are a lot of the shops keeping pretty regular hours here during the holiday season?
Yep, everybody is open more than usual, if not just regular hours.
Okay. Well, I know one of the things I've always found is one of the advantages to some of the smaller businesses in some of our local communities is that, you know, all the things that you see online, on television that are advertised, those are standard things that you can find a lot of places. But you're going to find some unique items that maybe you hadn't thought about. And if you're one who doesn't necessarily shop with a list of things, but perhaps with a list of names, and you're looking for the perfect gift to fit those different folks, sometimes it's fun just to kind of cruise through some of the small town shops to see what you might be able to dig up.
Absolutely. And a lot of times if you're going in and you don't know what you want, maybe something just speaks to you on a shelf and you're like, oh, that reminds me of my mother. That reminds me of my sister. That reminds me of such and such. So it's really nice to be able to just go in with no standards, no ideas, and then something will just speak to you. And we have a lot of really good shops that have a lot of really good inventory that are great for that.
You bet. And if you're still stumped after bouncing around a little bit and have a few questions on your sheet yet, any chance maybe some gift certificates or those types of things might be available?
Absolutely. You can come in to our Main Street office at 710 Davis Avenue if you're looking for chamber bucks, which are currency that you can use throughout any business in town. A lot of our businesses offer gift certificates and things like that, so there's a lot of opportunities to just give the financial side of it and then let them go pick their own gifts up.
Very good. Sounds like a lot of things are happening and will continue to happen here in the holiday season as we continue on toward Christmas. I want to thank again Raylan Risser, the Executive Director of Main Street Corning, for spending some time with us here this morning and sharing with us about some of the fun they're having in Corning and the Adams County area here this holiday season. Raylan, thank you so much for the time and Merry Christmas to you and your family.
Well, thank you very much. Merry Christmas to everybody listening and have happy holidays from Main Street Corning.